Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, it's the don't tell my wife moments, courtesy of this Florida man.
Do not wake Katie up.
Do not wake Katie.
Don't tell Katie. Plus, we were left out of a Christmas tradition. I mean, we weren't. But our listener was, and we have to try to help her figure out what to do about it.
Stupid facts of the day, Christmas karaoke.
Uranus! Yeah.
I'm going to end it there. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
You know, it's a little weird as it's, you know, so close to the holidays, right? So the positive in all this, I don't know if you're superstitious or anything, but there is some positive, and that's there's a Mega Millions drawing for $670 million jackpot tonight.
Okay.
And there have been seven jackpots in the history of Mega Millions that have been won on Friday the 13th, including the $1 billion jackpot in January of last year.
Get out.
Yeah.
All
so
right. Okay.
Maybe the Friday the 13th is actually a good day for, you know, winning.
That's encouraging.
Yeah,
but
a little bit encouraging.
Now you gotta buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, then there's that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's my wife's birthday, so, you know, maybe I'll get her a... I'll get her a lottery ticket as a birthday present.
I got you over $600 million.
Look at that. I mean, all you have to do, hopefully it hits, you know, then my $2 ticket will be a lot more.
There could be danger, though. You could be setting her up for unrealistic expectations for next year. Like, if you gift her with $600 million this year... How do you follow that up next year? Problematic.
I think it's cute that you think that even if I bought a ticket, that I would win. So,
well, of course. Well, you always assume you're winning.
Sure.
Right?
Assume you're winning.
We've made contracts before, like, all right, if I win, I'm giving you so much, right? We've made that contract before.
Yeah, it's been years since we've made it sort of like lottery packed.
Exactly.
Because it, yeah, that's true.
I mean, especially, you know, that's important if you're going to be an office pool and you're pooling your money to go get tickets.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and we've seen in the news where there have been people who, you know, would pool their money and they'd go around, hey, we're all going to put in for the lottery, and then, you know, you throw in a couple bucks, and then there's one.
Or maybe you don't have any, yes.
And then there's one guy that's like, hey, you know what, I don't have $2 on me right now, can you spot me? And they're like, yeah, right. No worries, so we'll put in. And then the office hits, and they're like, okay, only the people who put money in.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, what about me? And they're like, nope.
Oh.
Nope.
This is harsh.
Yeah,
that
is.
So lay the ground rules now. Like, you're still in, even if it's an IOU.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show this morning. Fill in the beep. That's fun. That's going to happen this hour. And then this is probably one of the, I don't even know if this is from Florida, but it exudes Florida man vibes, and that is our Setting the Bar story on the way and a feel-good story coming up next.
There's a video going viral of two twins finding out if they're identical or fraternal, and they went 28 years without knowing.
It's your feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
There's a video making the rounds of two twins finding out if they're identical or fraternal. Now, okay, they went 28 years without knowing, and they were pretty emotional when they got their answer.
No matter what it says, we're still twins.
Yeah, it doesn't change that. Oh, God, I don't want to look.
Ready? Based on testing results obtained from the DNA listed, the probability of twin monozygosity is 99.999998. Assumed likelihood that they are identical twins is 530,260,710 to 1.
So they're identical.
They're identical. Right. You could clearly tell that was the answer they wanted.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you got identical twins, so you kind of, you know their bond.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's, it is cool to see. And, you know, sometimes it's funny because sometimes it's, you know, even though they're identical, we look at them, we're like, yeah, you're completely different. And then other times I even make the mistake. I'm like, wait,
Really? Still?
In photos.
Okay.
Like, in real life, there's no way I'm ever going to mistake them. But,
exactly.
But in photos, it's like, Sometimes they are very identical. So anyways.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. And they've been close their entire lives. Mm-hmm. Like done everything together.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just really cool to watch. You can see it. We will tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
There was some chatter yesterday in the office around the UofL UK game tomorrow.
People talking trash.
I mean, people are talking, jabbering on and this and that. And, you know, obviously two new coaches in Pope and Kelsey.
Both breathing new life into their programs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, look, I don't want to take anything away from the Cats. They're 9-1. They only lost one. They're on quite the season right now. UofL has already bested their total wins of last year.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's great. That's great for the bluegrass in general.
I know.
It's great.
And there was one thing that I saw. Several ESPN commentators have commented on the fact that Kentucky basketball needs to be a thing. Kentucky, meaning the bluegrass, like sure. UofL UK. Kentucky basketball needs to be a thing in order for college sports to feel right. So,
right, yes.
Like if UofL and UK's basketball programs are on, then the rest of the world feels right.
Yes.
And so,
all is right in the world.
Yes, for sure. So excited for the matchup tomorrow. I think, tip off is like 5:15, something like that. But plenty of time in the morning to, or, you know, throughout the rest of the afternoon, you know, go run some errands and then settle yourself in and grab some snacks and beers and, prepare yourself for a little bit of inspiration and watching those two teams battle it out.
Awesome.
I like your feigned enthusiasm, Kelly.
I like to try to help. I don't care. This doesn't affect my life whatsoever.
Well, it does, because isn't your husband a huge Cat fan? If they lose, then he's going to be grumpy.
My husband's mood, correct. But I just try to keep myself in a zen mind space to be able to deal with that if it happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What is a setting the bar story?
Well, the bar is a little life hurdle that we kind of place low to the ground thinking you can leap over it by just not doing this.
Look, I'm not sure if this is a setting the bar story that originates from Florida, but it certainly has that energy. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth, you're doing okay.
Oh, owie. Oh, owie.
Yeah, and also be thinking about what your best don't tell my wife moment is. So there's a video trending of literally some alligator hunters catching an alligator kind of in the middle of the night, right?
It sounds like the alligator caught him.
Yes. Well, it clamps down on one of the dude's hands. And you can tell that, like, they've been here before. This isn't something that necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. His arm's still in his mouth. He's telling his friends, hey, don't wake my wife, Katie.
Stop.
Don't take it. Listen.
Zoe.
Oh, God. It's okay. Do not wake Katie up.
No, she is not going to want to hear this. She's not going to be happy. No.
Listen, somehow this dude was fine. He only ended up with a couple, like, scratches. That was it.
That's a miracle.
But listen to the rest of it. Like they're talking about how to get the gator to release his arm.
You need to grab the bottom jaw.
Somebody stick their finger in his butt.
Pull down.
I'm sorry. Stick the finger where? Where are we sticking
fingers? Stick the finger in his butt.
What? Goose the alligator to let go?
Listen, I didn't know that's how you get a gator to release. I would say that would get anyone to release their grip on something.
It makes sense.
If you stick a thumb somewhere, boop.
Woo!
Hey! But the best part.
Zoe,
God. It's okay. Do not wake Katie up.
Nope. Do not tell her this. Listen, she, this stays here.
Listen,
this
I'm
stays
not even
right here.
Supposed to be out alligator hunting with you jokers.
That sounds like she does not know what they're doing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It sounds
great.
It sounds like she was just aware that he's going to go have some beers with the buddies.
Yeah.
And they're going alligator hunting.
Because she's going to be like, you did what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, what a gentleman. He's just trying to save her, you know, the worry. It's fine. Right.
Do
fine.
Not.
Everything's fine.
Do not tell Katie.
Not tell Katie. Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth and then worried about your wife's reaction. Not your hand, wife's reaction.
And immediately, you know it's because you know she's going to be mad, not concerned.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be upset. Dang it, what are you doing?
How many times have I told you?
You idiot.
Oh, shoot. We'll tweet the video out and we'll actually post it on our story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, there's a few little words.
I was going to say that.
Because your arm is stuck in an alligator mouth, say, probably a natural reaction.
Absolutely. You're going to say some choice words. So just, you know that. It's no words you haven't heard before, but just, yeah.
But still, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, that is your setting the bar story. What's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can rival my hand got stuck in an elevator in an alligator's mouth.
Also, we learned that apparently you goose the alligator to get it to let go.
Right, exactly. So 502-795-1997. Get some of your stories coming up next. What is your best don't tell my wife/husband moment? He got his arm stuck in a gator's mouth and was just like,
do not wake Katie up.
Do not wake Katie up.
She doesn't need to know
that my arm is elbow deep in an alligator's mouth
right now. It's fine. We're going to work it out.
Brad says, my friends and I have a don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to UFC fights.
Oh, wow.
The cost of watching the fights has totaled about $2,000 to $3,000 this year.
Ooh, that is a significant amount of money.
Those pay-per-view, man, you must be watching a lot of pay-per-view.
How many fights are we watching?
Yeah.
And why are we spreading that around to different houses?
Well, I don't know. But
$2,000 to $3,000. That's crazy.
I'm assuming.
Like, we need to be bouncing around to some other house. Like, let's share the cost of those.
Are you going to UFC fights? Because if you're going to several of them, maybe I could see how that's adding up. But I feel like the don't ask, don't tell is all pay-per-view. It's got to be all pay-per-view. Yeah.
It has to be.
Because if you're going to a UFC fight, you know, your partner's probably going to know. Your wife's going to know. Right?
But well, maybe she's not the one that pays the bills and isn't aware.
I don't know.
Wow. Danielle says, I didn't tell my husband I got into a minor car accident and drove around with a dinged up car for 6 months before he finally noticed and I confessed. How in the world?
I got in a car wreck. And you know what? He doesn't need to know.
How in the world did he not notice? My husband would notice instantly. Well, first of all, I couldn't. There's no way I could keep that. Like, I would immediately, instantly, right after it happened, I'd call him.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, sorry.
Danielle doesn't have the same relationship that you do with your husband. And her husband's just like, ooh.
just skipping through life, not noticing stuff like that. All right.
He has his own mode of transportation. She has hers. He's
sounds
like,
well. Low stress situation for him.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, I'll get around to eventually telling him. You know, hey, honey, why did our insurance premiums go up? I don't know.
Maybe because of that.
Why is your bumper half off? I don't know. What bumper?
Must have got hit at the grocery store. It's probably what happened.
Is that what happened?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Angela, my friend and I have had our lunch dates for years, but we don't feel the need to tell our partners where we go or how much it costs.
Oh, again, another like cost yep. thing. Yeah.
Nope. They don't have to know.
What's your best? Don't tell my wife. Don't tell my husband.
Half on the card. They'll never know how much it really costs.
Right. This is your
do not wake Katie up.
This is your do not wake Katie up moment. And then, of course, we throw out a question like, hey, what's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment? And I obviously we're going to get this anonymous one.
I've been talking to and confiding in my ex a lot this past year. Shh.
Oh, come on now. Now you've drug us into your nasty secret. And I'm angry about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? That was not what we were looking for.
Now, listen. They just said confiding in and talking to.
Right.
Haven't said spending intimate time with.
Okay, we're going to assume that's not the case.
Let's just assume there are a couple text messages maybe, and that's about it.
But we're going to assume that you are going to uphold that line that should be there.
All right, well, hey, thank you for the stories. What's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment there?
Do not tell Katie.
But whatever you do, don't wake Katie up, all right? She doesn't need to know my hand is in an alligator's mouth.
There's no idea I'm here.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So TikTok's kind of obsessed with this character named Tally the Elf, who is in the Disney World Christmas parade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tally's job is walking around telling people if they're on Santa's naughty or nice list.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told, kids are on the nice list. Adults could get a different answer, though.
What's your name?
Bob.
Naughty!
Oh!
Bob, I expected more, Bob. Get it together, Bob.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Naughty! Ashley! We were rooting for you, Ashley.
Dang.
Now, here's the thing. If you're named a naughty lister, you can still, you still have time to change before Christmas.
Oh.
So that's the positive spin. Like, you get a little notification, like, listen, you're on notice.
Okay.
There's still time, though, to turn it around, Ashley and Bob.
Still time.
Still time. He's amazing at his job. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
I remember it was just this year, earlier this year, on 99.7 DJX, that I realized I had been left out of something that I had been a part of for probably 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I found out when I was thinking about it as... It's something that happens in the spring, and I was I've been a part of this for, like I said, probably about 8 years or so, and I was thinking about it earlier this year, going, huh, I wonder if these people are going to reach out or whatever, blah blah blah, and then I see the event went down on social media, and I was like, oh, guess they didn't need me to MC. Yeah, right. And it's like one of those.
That's happened to me many years too.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things where you realize after the fact when it's already happened without you, and you're like,
were they not happy with my services?
Didn't know that I was not going to be a part of it, but all right, if that's what we're doing, that's fine, I guess, you know?
Well, sometimes you just have to pass the torch. You don't know you're passing the torch, but you're passing the torch.
Yeah. That's right. Sometimes you don't know that, you know what? Now I bestow this upon you.
Exactly.
It's just a, hey, guess what? You're going to figure this out when we don't talk to you.
Just spreading the love, letting other people step into spotlight.
That's right. Anyways... Not salty about it. Just,
it's fine.
An observation, I should say. And I think that's probably, Denise's is a little bit more family oriented than mine being a little bit more business oriented, you know?
Yes, which I think hurts a little bit more. Family's different.
Mm.
And if you've been doing something for the past 5 years and then they went ahead and did it without you this year. Ouchie, a little bit,
right? It's group therapy, and it's coming up next as we get Denise on the phone to kind of explain everything. So, all right, let's crank up this group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Denise.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Hey, Denise. Hey, thanks, first of all, for allowing us to give you a chat. So, will you kind of walk us through what's going on with you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in my head or not, to be quite honest, but basically what happens is my husband's mom, so my mother-in-law, she used to always have me over to her house to decorate Christmas cookies around this time of year. And, you know, my sister-in-law, so my husband's sister is there also. It's like time for the girls kind of vibe, you know. We would do it. We would have fun and everything. This year, I just saw that they got together without me, though.
Oh.
And I first of all, I'm a little hurt. I'm a lot hurt, actually, because, you know, it's been a 5-year tradition, and it's like nobody really called me to tell me about it. I heard about it after the fact. And so I don't know what happened. I don't know if I, like, did something to offend them or if I should say something. Like, I have no idea.
You know, I absolutely completely understand how you feel. You kind of think that, well, kids are going to feel bad if they get left out of, like, birthday parties and stuff. But adults get their feelings hurt, too, being left out of, especially something that you guys have done together, like, every year for 5 years. It seems odd that this year they just didn't give you the memo. Has your relationship changed at all during the year, or you guys still feel like everything's still on?
From my perspective, nothing has changed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so you said that you haven't talked to them about how that made you feel yet, right?
I haven't yet, because it just happened. And to be honest, it took me a moment to process it. Like, you know,
have you talked to your husband about it? I'm sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's your husband?
You know, don't read into it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he. No offense, but like he answers like a dude, and I'm like, but you don't understand.
Listen, I resemble that comment, you know. all right. Well, Denise, I can understand. That can be. Especially if you felt like you had a dynamic with like your sister-in-law and your mother-in-law and everything, and then all of a sudden you're on the outside looking in.
And it's something you look forward to every year.
Can I ask, are you a good cook or are you terrible?
What's the matter with you?
No, I'm kidding. You have to answer that.
I was going to say, they're like the sugar cookies. Like, it's not even, if you're a bad cook, they still taste great.
Right.
You know? Exactly.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Even I can do it, Ben.
No, Kelly, no, you can't.
Yes, I can!
Listen, Denise, Kelly's idea of baking sugar cookies is literally taking it from the tube and cutting them and setting them on a sheet.
What? They turn out perfect every time.
Okay.
Yeah. I get that.
Thank you.
I get it, Kelly.
She gets it.
All right. Denise, no. I understand you're a little bit upset and hurt, and your husband doesn't seem to be providing anything. And it's like you just need the words to kind of say to your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law.
Yeah, how do we bring it up? How do we address it without making them feel like you're accusing them of leaving you out intentionally?
I was going to say, because I think we all agree that you should say something to them, but it's just like, how do we do it without it being super awkward and feelings getting hurt,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right.
The question is not like if I should say something or not. I know I need to say something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to eat you alive and you're going to wonder. And then it's like, well, how do you prevent that from happening next year?
Totally. Yeah.
All right. Well, Denise, we've already got some people texting in. And hopefully, you know, we can at least give you a little bit of direction and you can have a great holiday. I mean, that's really spending time with your family and friends and all that stuff.
That's what it's all about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no worries.
Elizabeth has a really good way to bring it up on Facebook. She says, I would say, so are we not going to do the cookies again this year? And see what they say.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's kind of
like just pretend like you didn't know what happened.
That's like a little passive aggressive.
A little.
But
that's only if, like, I'm assuming she saw it on social media. If she didn't react and they can't tell she saw it,
yeah,
maybe that would work and see what they say. That would send the message that you want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Maybe you've got some experience with this. How did you get over it? How do you? It's about having those awkward conversations with relatives, right?
Yeah, I got a text. We need to know how she found out and about them already doing it.
Okay, well, maybe. She's off the phone.
Yeah, we didn't ask that.
All right. Well, yeah, 502-795-1997. This is group therapy. Both sides of this group therapy on 99.7 EJX. We just got off the phone with Denise, who felt a little hurt that her tradition of, you know, holiday cookie baking with mother-in-law and sister-in-law for 5 years just kind of evaporated without her knowing.
Yeah, she's just kind of wondering, like, why was I left out? Was it intentional? Did I do something? Yeah. How do I bring it up? Because
and she,
it kind of hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, she realizes she does have to bring it up. Yeah, she just wants to know how to do it in a way that isn't, like, accusatory or, like, really...
Comes off aggressive.
Yeah, it comes off aggressive. You know, there are some... Amy says, hey, maybe they just assumed you were coming.
Yeah, but how
they
would you know?
Yeah, but assuming they're in town, couldn't they just say, hey, we're baking cookies today.
Yeah, want to come over?
Yeah, why don't you come up? We thought you'd be here.
Yeah.
Lisa, we always do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving or whatever.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, Lisa says maybe the mom and daughter needed some time together. One of them could be going through something they didn't want to share with the family. But I would say, hey, I noticed you guys did the cookies already. Have I done something to upset anyone? Because that wasn't my intent. Would love to apologize for whatever. Really love doing that.
Carol Ann was like, yeah, she wasn't invited because she wasn't wanted there.
Ooh.
I think she should find a way to let it go. You shouldn't go want to do something where you're not wanted.
All right.
That is a little bit more of an aggressive approach.
It is. I think that could also harbor some resentment that can grow, which may not be healthy.
No.
You know, Katie says, I would let them know it hurt your feelings. Doesn't have to be a nasty call out. Like, hey, I really enjoy that tradition. Kind of made me hurt, you know, to see you guys already did it. Is there a reason why I missed out? Did you just, like, forget? It could be as simple as, oh, my gosh, we forgot to tell her.
You know, I mean, when you're a mature adult and you give us valid sort of responses like that, that really cuts the pettiness down.
You like to live in the petty lane?
Sometimes it's just a little bit more dramatic and fun.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Katie, that's a great suggestion, actually. Just, you know,
just express how much you love doing it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, man, you guys already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah, or bring over some more ingredients and just say, hey, let's do it again.
Round two
cookie making. Let's go.
Never have too many cookies.
Right. All right.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey.
Mama Shark says she thinks she should just straight up ask, you know, why she got left out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, there was another suggestion. Elizabeth is kind of take the route of pretend like you didn't know it already happened and just be like, hey, what are we doing cookies?
Right.
See what they say.
Right. Yeah, a couple great suggestions there, but definitely some ways to move forward from this. So good luck, Denise. Keep us posted and send some cookies our way, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, let's play a fun game, shall we?
We shall.
How about a game called Christmas Karaoke? Okay.
Okay.
let's introduce you to Erica calling us from Louisville. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi there. Erica, she's got brown hair, drives a Lexus, is works in the hospital, and has been married for 15 years.
Wow, look at that.
Doing her thing.
Listen, I got things to do. Let's play this game.
Are you in surgery, Erica?
No, I work with seizure monitoring.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure we weren't, like, disrupting any sort of medical procedure, okay? Well,
clearly, she is way smarter than us and has bigger things to do today. But I'm so glad you are playing our reindeer games.
Speaking of, all right. So here's the deal. What we're going to do is take popular songs you've heard on DJX, sing the lyrics, but with the instrumentation of a popular Christmas song. It's Christmas karaoke. Ready?
All right.
Okay, yeah, she sounds a little unsure. But listen, all the heavy lifting is on Ben's shoulders.
Oh, Kelly,
it's up to his performances.
Okay, all right, we're just going to try this, okay? All right, here we go. Again, Christmas karaoke. I'm still a fan even, though I was salty. Hate to see you with some other broad. No, you happy. Hate to see you happy if I'm the one not driving. I'm so mature. I'm so mature. I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I don't want none. I just want you. If I can't have you, no one should.
Oh, wow.
I might kill my ex. Oh, not gosh. The best idea.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that took a sharp, sharp turn. Sharp turn. Most Christmas songs don't take.
Erica, please don't make me perform that again.
Kill Bill by SZA.
SZA, yeah, you got it. You got Kill Bill.
Wow. Very that good. Would not translate well to a Christmas song. It really wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one. Oh, this is going to be interesting. All right, here we go. Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met, but baby, no way it was our last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack.
Okay, wow. Well, right, that is.
Sorry, it was a little disjointed. That,
that was a little, but I think we got the idea.
I don't know. Erica, do you know it?
Is it Morgan Wallen last night?
Last night, Morgan Wallen. You got it. Yes, absolutely. You are a master at this. All right, here, wow. One last
also,
one.
Also, maybe not one we sing around the tree.
Listen, let's not. Yeah. We all know we're having a little spiked eggnog every now and then. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right, Erica, last one, and then we'll let you get back to surgery, okay? All right.
Oh, boy.
All right, here comes Santa. I want you to stay till I'm in the grave, till I rot away dead and buried, till I'm in the casket you carry.
Oh my God.
If you go, I'm going to, cause it was always you. And if I'm turning blue, please don't save me, nothing left to lose.
Oh wow.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together. I know I said I'd never think I wasn't better alone. All right, I'm done.
Yeah,
do you have it?
We get it.
Birds of a feather, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish!
Yes. Oh, yeah!
Sounds different. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Congrats, Erica. You are a big winner.
3 for 3. Legit, yes. Bona fide winner.
She's excited, everyone.
Speechless.
Yes. All right, Erica, I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. And if we don't talk to you before the holidays, have a happy holiday.
You too, thanks.
All right, hang on. Yeah, she's got to get...
Ben David.
Listen, she's got to scrub in. She's got to get back to surgery. She's got an assistant holding the phone up to
that
her.
That is multitasking at the highest level.
She's like, scalpel. Yes. That's Billie Eilish. All right. Scissors.
I like to think that surgeons can play along with our radiations while they're doing surgery.
100%. 100%.
If you're good at your game, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go. It is Christmas karaoke on 99.7 EJX. Still to come this hour, we've got jokes with You Laugh, You Lose, which just reminded me I got to probably find some jokes.
Get out of here.
Come on. Coming up. Hang on. My baby born. With our stupid fact of the day. This is where we find things that are absolutely fascinating. Bring them to you.
Fascinating, at least to Ben Davis.
That's right. And yes, we are going to space for this. A.K.A.
Uranus! I figured you'd grab that. I figured it.
There is a 10-year study that found that Uranus has changed dramatically over the past decade.
I knew it. Why are you obsessed with Uranus? That's another one. Get that one. Flip that one. That one's another one for you. You're welcome.
Yes. Uranus has changed dramatically over the past decade.
Okay, who is studying that planet so much that we get to talk about it so much on this show? Who's studying it? How has it changed?
Well, it's NASA, but it's not just that planet. It's all the planets.
Okay.
But one of the things they've found is that it's getting brighter. Throughout its slow orbit around the sun, Uranus has increased in brightness.
Oh, that's great. Uranus is getting brighter. Awesome news.
That's right. It is.
I'm giving you so many, by the way.
You're giving me so many.
You could have like a separate library of Uranus buttons.
I'm just Kelly saying that.
Or it's Uranus. What's the proper? I've heard teachers call it Uranus to try to get away from Uranus. That's another one.
Oh, shoot. We are.
I just keep digging this hole in Uranus.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. From Uranus.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, stupid fact of the day, Uranus is getting brighter.
Why do you walk me into this all the time in this stupid segment? It's dumb.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's dumb.
I've got the maturity level of a 5-year-old. So,
and that's why we're here, friends.
That's right. That's why we are not asking for a scalpel and we're not performing any sort of surgery.
We're not flying a plane.
Nope. We're not doing that. We're not handling your retirement.
Oh, we are here.
All right. So there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just a moment, it is the magical world of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you laugh, you lose on the way. Coming up, where we battle it back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
Great stuff.
Why the sigh?
We need to move on from Uranus.
Okay.
There's another one.
Did I get it?
One from Uranus.
Yeah, I did. I got it. Let's get to some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this lovely trophy, which I hold in my hand.
Oh, it's so precious. Right, I mean, that taped on label is really standing up throughout the years.
Yeah, test of time. I think losers go first. That's me. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my dad gave me a little piece of advice. He said, you know, a grenade is a lot like your wife.
Oh.
Remove the ring and there goes your house.
Good point.
Yep.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The year went by so fast.
Mm.
I didn't even have time to lose weight.
Oh, I hate it.
I'll start soon, though.
Happens.
New year, new me.
You know, Kelly, banks should really do a better job of keeping their ATMs filled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yesterday, went to 5.
5?
And they all said insufficient funds.
That is astonishing.
Right?
Someone needs to pay attention. Maybe you. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's the difference between a bad joke and a dad joke?
Ooh, what?
First letter.
Okay.
Did you have to think about that, really?
I did.
Did it take you a second, really?
So, Kelly, I used to think I'd never find love because I was too unattractive.
Oh, no, Benji!
Then I went to Indiana.
Oh, sir. On behalf, as a native Hoosier, on behalf.
Listen, I live there, too. I joke. They're jokes. They're jokes.
You're skating, sir.
They're jokes.
Someone almost just drove off the road.
Okay.
In Indiana, yelling at the, throwing something, maybe even.
They're jokes.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Two men are on opposite sides of the river.
Mm-hmm.
First man shouts, "Hey, how do I get to the other side of the river?" The other man shouts back, "You are on the other side of the river."
Which one was more attractive? The one in Kentucky.
You're skating, sir.
Kelly, I went to the library and asked if they had any books on turtles.
Yeah?
Librarian asked, hardback? I said, yeah, with little heads, too.
Yeah, yep. That's the one. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My husband asked if I could clear the kitchen table.
Yeah?
I had to get a running start, but I made it.
Oh, very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
Yeah.
Kelly, a grasshopper walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grasshopper's like, "No way, you got a drink named Steve?"
Yeah, Steve the grasshopper. I love him. Goes to the bar a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, why was a potato kicked out of the bar?
Why?
It was loaded.
Oh. Kelly, a horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Barman confuses idioms with jokes and offers him a glass of water, but can't make him drink. Sorry, that's intellectual humor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can lead a horse to water.
Right. I was going to get there.
Horse walks into a bar. Yeah.
A gymnast walks into a bar.
Yeah?
Yeah. She has then deducted 5 points.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. You got to get over it.
Yeah.
Kelly, a horse walks into a bar. Wow. Asks, can I get a lemonade, please? Bartender's like, yeah, sure. You want a straw? Horse is like, no, thanks. Just 8.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. A guy walks into a lumberyard.
Okay.
Ben, and asks for some 2x4s.
Sure.
The clerk asks, how long do you need them? The guy answers, a long time. We're going to build a house.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Not going to give them back.
No, we're not borrowing those.
Got it. This is you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly, I checked into a hotel the other day.
Oh, you did?
Had to call the front desk. I told the front desk clerk, got a leak in the sink. Clerk says, go ahead. Customer's always right.
You could use a toilet. You could use a toilet.
I mean, the front desk clerk told me to do it.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a species of antelope capable of jumping higher than the average house?
No.
Yeah, that's due to its powerful hind legs and the fact that the average house cannot jump.
That's true. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, Santa used to say, ha, ha, ha.
He did. That's new information. Until I sat on his lap. Is that the punchline? Is that the punchline? Is that the punchline?
Before he met your mom.
You did not do a yo mama joke with Santa. You did not.
Come on now.
You did not.
All right, you know what? Taking the trophy. There you are. You laughed.
Whatever. Whatever. Me and my mom are out of here.
All right, enjoy. You laugh, you lose. 99.7 DJX. This is a fun little game that I want to play with you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Called Fill in the Beep.
Okay.
Yeah, we've taken classic Christmas songs and just censored a certain word out with a beep. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, it'd be something like this.
Oh,
baby, all I
want for Christmas. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Want.
Yeah, want. All yes. I want for Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a couple, all right?
Okay.
And you just tell me what was beeped out, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. First one.
And every mother's child.
Oh, beautiful.
Is not a spy.
So beautiful.
To see if reindeer really know how to f***.
I think we're going for fly, but that sounded different.
Fly. All right, let's see what it was.
And every mother's child is not a spy.
Classic.
To see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Oh, fly! Yes, of course.
Although, truth be told, I think they know how to do both.
All right, next one. This is gonna two-parter, okay?
Okay, all right.
Two-parter.
Two parts.
Two parts.
Two words.
All right, here we go.
Grandma got by a reindeer. F***ing on my Christmas Eve.
Oh, poor grandma.
What happened to grandma?
Oh, poor grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house.
Okay.
Christmas Eve, yes.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Of course.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Oh, protect grandma.
Yes, protect
grandma.
Yes.
Grandma got by a reindeer.
Oh, well. Oh. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
And then one of my favorites.
I wouldn't you with a
39.5 foot. What? The pole becomes more aggressive.
It does.
When you add in a beep.
It does.
I wouldn't touch you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Grinch, I wouldn't touch you with a...
There it is.
Right.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, so good.
Classic. Aw,
such classic Christmas songs here on 997 DJX. Trina's like, how long did it take for those edits, Ben? Well, you know.
They're pretty instantaneous.
Yeah. Setting the bar story time, Kelly.
So the bar is like this little life hurdle. We kind of put it low to the ground thinking you can successfully leap over it just by not doing this.
Right. I will give these criminals an A for effort.
Oh, great. That's
winning,
good news.
They're winning the A for effort award, but if you can
That's
manage
the positive spin
to make it through the day without trying to escape by rowboat, only after you've tried to escape by car and by foot, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Hit all of them.
Just trying to get away and just couldn't do it.
So it was a jewelry theft.
Ooh.
Right? Thousands of bucks worth of jewelry. And the man and woman who were accused of this tried to run away. All right.
Nothing to see here. It's not us. We're just going to go.
Yeah, that's right. So they were fleeing. Like an area in an SUV, crashed the SUV, then they jumped and started to run away. And then they realized, oh, you know what? Maybe we'll get faster if we go by rowboat.
Oh, wow. And yeah, so I don't know if it's faster.
No, and so they jumped in a rowboat on a bay and tried to use like plywood and an oar to kind of propel it.
Oh, they didn't even have an actual boat?
No.
They were just,
I mean, so they jumped in the water, swam to shore. So if we are keeping track, they swam, they used a boat, they ran, they drove a car, all to try to escape. However, the police were waiting for them right there on the shore.
It's actually, they just kind of launched their own little Iron Man, right?
a little bit.
Little Iron Man. Maybe that's the excuse. Oh, we were just training for an Iron Man.
Here's a witness.
It was pretty crazy. It was cold out there. You know, the water. I mean, obviously, they were desperate to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Last resort. Like, where else do we go? Oh, big body of really cold water.
Cold water. There you go. Yeah. So, again.
With no actual boat, just plywood?
It's kind of the thief Iron Man, right?
Yeah,
he ran, used a car, used a boat, swam. Wow.
It's a new competition.
Athletes right there. Athletes.
Doesn't sound like they got the medal, though.
Not really sure.
They got
sure.
a different kind of medal.
I will say, not really sure what happened to the stolen jewelry. Hoping that it got recovered. Not really sure, though.
Lost at sea.
Maybe. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you missed anything from the show, we got a lot of stuff on the podcast to catch up on, all right?
Yes. You can see a lot of things, too, on the website at WDJX.com. Many, many stories to catch up on.
Yeah, we dove into on the show things like Christmas traditions and being left out of such. And Denise was a little bit hurt that she wasn't a part of a tradition that had been she'd been included in for 5 years. So.
Yeah, it's been going on, and she obviously her feelings were hurt when she saw that they already did it. And so we kind of pondered different ways she could bring that up that didn't sound very accusatory or wouldn't make it even more awkward, but still get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and a don't tell my wife moment. Thanks to
Do not wake Katie up.
Katie and tell her that a gator has my arm. Don't do it. Do not do it.
She's like, dang it, again. How many times?
Maybe Katie wasn't supposed to know they were out doing what they were doing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
Katie didn't know they were gator hunting.
Maybe.
Yeah. So had some fun with that.
He had to think, though, she wasn't going to sign off if she knew.
Yeah, right. Christmas karaoke, a little Christmas version of Fill in the Beep, which is always fun, and a lot more. All right. Anything happening this weekend for you, Kelly?
Well, you know, Christmas parties are starting up. A lot of fun. We got basketball, you know, vacation time. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. What about you?
My daughters are coming back from Italy.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to bring your mamas out? You look so skinny.
Mamma mia.
And, of course, your wife's birthday today.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's birthday today. I'm sure you're celebrating that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, all that.
All so, good things.
Yeah,
and plus, you know, as we skate through towards the end of the year, you're going to be hearing a lot of the like the best of us. So we're scouring through like the whole year and finding the best moments. So be watching out for that, too. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, cool. Well, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your holiday. And we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.